We are up to the third Mishnah in the seventh parak of Maseches Shabbos, and the Mishnah is going to introduce to us a principle regarding the concept of hotzah, of carrying, what constitutes a meaningful size object for carrying, and then we're going to apply that principle in the coming Mishnayos. Va'od klal acher amru, and there was another principle that they learned, that they said, kol hakosher lehatznia, anything which the average, ordinary, normal people would hide, they would put it away because there was utility, there was use for it. Umatznien kamohu, and something similar to that, that's similar size item, other people would also hide it away. So you want to hide it away because it has value. Other people at the standard size. Vahutzio b'Shabbos, and then you carried it out on Shabbos. Chayav olav chatas. If you carried it from a rishus hayachid, a private domain, to a public domain on Shabbos, that is a biblical violation, and the person would be liable to bring a korban chatas if it was done unintentionally. Vakol she'enu kasher lahatznia, and something which is not worth hiding. It's so insignificant. It's so small. Or ve'ematzniyum kamo, or other people don't think that it's worth hiding. Just one guy thinks that it's worthwhile, but nobody else does. Votzio b'Shabbos, and you carry it out on Shabbos, eino chayev ela hamatzniyo. Therefore, you are not chayev unless you are the person who hid it. If you hid it away, then you are machshevit, you gave it value, and if you carried it out, you would be chayev, but nobody else would. So, the Mishnah now tells us what are standard sizes that people consider to be meaningful. Mishnah Dalet, Hamotzi Tevin, somebody who carries out straw, Kamalo Fi Farah. It's the amount that fits into the mouth of a cow, because you use straw for feeding a cow, so one mouthful is worthwhile. Atza, which is legume straw, Kamalo Fi Gummel, the mouthful for a cow, for a gummel, a camel. Amir, which is Kash of Shibolin, as another kind of straw, which is not something that you would feed to your regular animals. So that's for a smaller animal. It's like lighter straw, Kamalofi Tle, for the sheep. Asavim grass, Kamalofi Gedi, it's for the mouthful of a goat. Ale Shum, leaves of garlic, Va'ale Bitsalim, and leaves, the shoots that come out of an onion, if they're lachim, if they're soft, then it's Kigrogeris, the size of a dried fig, which is the standard size of hotzah for a regular person. But if yaveshim, if they're dried out, then the person wouldn't eat it, and it would be kemelo fi gedi. You wouldn't put it in a salad, you would feed it to your goat. Ve'in mitzdarfim zemzeh. When you have two different items, if they share the same sizing, if they share the same shear, so for example, for inyane isuri achila, if you have a nevela and a trefa, they both have the same shear achila of kazayas, so half a kazayas of nevela and half a kazayas of trefa are mitzdarif. But here, the different shiurim, one is for a person, one is for an animal, they're not mitzdarif. Mivnei shelo shavu b'shiurim, because their sizing is not equal. Hamotzi ochlim, if you take out food, kegrogeris. It's that size of a dried fig, then you're chayav. Umitzdar from zemze, all different foods complete that shear. Mevnei sheshav b'shirem, because they have the same size. Chutz, except for klipeyen, their husks, garineyem, their seeds, v'uktzeyen, and their the end of the fruit. What do we call that? The stem of the fruit, v'suban, and their brand, umursanan, and it's another kind of the thinner brand. Rabbi Yehuda omer, chutz miklipe adashim shemizbash l'simam, except according to Rabbi Yehuda, the adashim, these legumes, these beans, since you cook them with these elements, these brand components, so that would also be considered to be food. So the Mishnah is telling us is that these elements, which are not considered Michael Adam, they're not people food, therefore they are not going to be mitzdarif, they're not going to be concluded in the shear of the grogos for the Isra of Hotzah when it comes to the shear of Michael Adam.